Da 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 da. Good evening, everyone. It's time for another bedtime story. We're reading A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, and this is Chapter 8, The Grave Robbers. Jerry Cruncher, the messenger, was sitting outside Tellson's Bank as usual when a mob came marching down Fleet Street. "It's a funeral procession," he told his son, who was sitting beside him. Jerry was always attracted by funerals, but this one was very unusual, for people were running alongside the carriage that held the coffin, shouting, "Spies! Spies!" When someone whispered that the dead man was a Roger Cly, Jerry muttered to himself, "The man at Charles Darnay's trial." Jerry followed the mob to the graveyard, watched the burial, and then went home. That night, he told his wife and son that he was going fishing. "But how come whenever you fish at night, your boots get so dirty and you get rust under your fingernails?" asked his son. "No more questions. It's time for bed," snapped Jerry. When his family was asleep, or so he believed, Jerry unlocked a cabinet and took out a sack, a crowbar, a rope, and a chain. His son slipped out of bed and followed his father at a safe distance. Two more fishermen appeared, and the three men walked quickly along a lonely road. Then they climbed over an iron gate. Peering through the gate, the boy saw the men fishing among the graves in the churchyard. When they raised a coffin to the surface, the boy ran home terrified. There was no fish for breakfast the following morning at the Cruncher house. Ooh. And that's one of those real short Charles Dickens chapters. So rather than try and plow into a thicker chapter, chapter 9, we're going to call it a night for now. But if you want to continue, you can just advance ahead to chapter 9, Spies in A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Good night.